little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh, thank God it's February. You know what that means, folks. You know what that means, right, Wayne?
Deadpool?
Well, other than that.
A lot of heartbreaks.
No, we're about a little over 5 months away from San Diego Comic-Con International 2016.
Yeah.
So luckily Wayne got passes.
Couple. Me.
Myself. I still got to register for the professional pass again next year since I can find it open again.
It's not easy to get
it's
in.
It's hard. I'm going to aim for WonderCon next year. I don't mind. WonderCon's pretty legit in my opinion.
It's Mimi.
Hey, Mimi. Again, we are back. Shadow Games Podcast episode 184. Yeah, it's another cold day here in San Diego. Or cold night, cold morning, etc., etc., etc.
Something cold.
Something cold, something ish. So yeah, Wayne and I are ready for Comic-Con 2016. I'm ready for WonderCon 2016.
Dude.
Yeah, WonderCon's gonna be legit. I'm gonna love that place as always. Can't complain.
So much coming up. It's gonna be interesting to see how this year goes.
Yes, definitely. And so, news for the Comic-Con 2016. The San Diego board members of the city of San Diego, the mayor, is talking with the San Diego Chargers to see if they actually build a stadium in downtown, and alongside with that, expansion of the convention center that is much needed.
Yes.
Especially for all us congoers every freaking year. What? How many? How many people visit per day? About 150,000?
Easily, it seems like.
Easily. On a slow day, we probably hit, 100,000? On a slow Thursday.
Yeah,
100,000. We can actually walk inside the convention center, folks.
It will be interesting this year because apparently there is some renovations going on.
Yes, that's the renovation of the sale pavilion on the upper level.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see how they're gonna do that, or unless they're gonna finish in time prior to Comic Con, which is in about a little over 5 months away, guys.
Can't wait.
I know. All right, so hey. Other than that news, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a lot of Killer Instinct since the announcement of Season 3 Pass. We actually have some more news for you about that. Let's see, I've been playing a lot of Shadow Jago, and I've been playing a lot of, what's his name? Other than Shadow Jago, I've been playing a lot of Spinal, which are my top two favorite characters at this time. No keepaways. Let's see here. Other than that, I've been playing a lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3. Don't judge me, I still have the Note 3. I'm not getting the 4, I'm gonna get the 5. Don't know when, but I will. Wayne looks drunk. The sad thing is, he never drinks. Never held a drink in his life.
Eh. Hey, look, we got Mimi here twice.
Mimi, what are you doing? She's probably lost.
She got connected, got buried in under the snow there, and then had to reconnect.
She had to open her eyes next time. Oh! Okay. Other than Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Note 3. Let's see. Other Marvel 2 a little bit this past week. Let's see. That's about it. Oh, I got back into playing Halo 5.
Nice.
I hate it because it's stupid hard on this time. And Rise of Tomb Raider for the Xbox One.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it for me. You need to get a better connection, Mimi. I dot can dot only dot here dot every dot other dot syllable was a dot.
Anyways, I've been playing a lot of Destiny still.
You're addicted to that game, aren't you, huh?
It's fun. There are aspects of the game that I find a little bit repetitive and repetitive and so forth. But
that's typical of games like that.
The actual combat system is really actually enjoyable. It actually plays. It I don't know, the weapon systems work well and they have good aiming and all that. So works good.
Yeah, guys, we're actually streaming. Okay, you can't even see it. I'm sorry, but we're actually streaming live on my phone. I got a notification on it right now.
Yeah. Yes.
Fire special.
So Destiny, I haven't had a chance to jump back into Tomb Raider yet, but I will be doing that at some point when I get bored of Destiny or something, I don't know. Other than that, Avengers Alliance, I've unlocked the Red She-Hulk, and I am one comic away from unlocking the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So.
Winter Soldier.
Yep, and now we're also got a chance to unlock a couple other characters. I'm actually trying to earn lock boxes for comic covers to unlock the Lizard as a playable character. And soon we'll be able to also get Kraven, the Hunter, as a playable character. So that'll be rather interesting.
Ooh. Yay! So that's it for you this here, Wayne. Mimi, yeah. What's going on? Is here. ..
I think she got lost again.
I know.
Okay, other than that, I've played Transformers Battle Tactics.
Battle Tactics.
And I forgot what the name of it was. But there's a new Transformers game for mobile Android systems. It's in beta right now. I tried it out a little bit. It's not quite polished enough yet where I feel comfortable playing it. And I'm not quite sure it's going to be one I'm going to get into as much. Basically, it's you target the area you want to go to, you walk over to it, you shoot it, and then you progress and hope that your character's leveled up enough to survive.
Nice.
So, it looks decent.
Looks decent.
I'm just hoping it turns out being better than the previous games so far. And we've got JJ Berry.
JJ, how you doing, buddy? JJ Berry 616. Welcome to twoshotsofgeek.com, guys. Yeah. So, why don't we get with the news this time around, Wayne? So let's go ahead and pop this first one open.
So, Xbox One weekly deals.
Yes, for all you gold members out there, we've been reporting.
Get a little better deal?
Yeah, oh yeah, especially this time around. You got Battlefield 4 Premium. You also have the same one, but also the Premium Edition. The Battlefield Hardline Deluxe Edition. Battlefield Hardline Standard Edition and Ultimate. The Ultimate Edition ranges between $13 onwards up to $30.
Not too bad.
And there's also two EA games, NHL 2016 and Rory McIlroy PGA Tour for $16 and $18, or actually $20. F1 2015. You also have FIFA 16.
Plus,
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare for $24.
Not bad.
You also got that version too as well, the FIFA 2016 Deluxe Edition with the Plants vs. Zombies for $35. And you also got the FIFA 2016 Super Deluxe Edition for $65 that comes with Plants vs. Zombies as always.
And then these two should be very very interesting to get into. The Instant Indie Collection Volume 1 is $11 and Volume 2 is $12.25.
Nice. You also got Just Dance 2016 Gold Edition for $39. Madden 2016 Deluxe Edition for $40. Let's see, Madden again, Super Deluxe Season Edition for $65, and Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor Season Pass for $15.
Whereas the Game of the Year edition of the game is $18.
Yes. You also got Need for Speed and Need for Speed Deluxe Edition going from $20 onwards up to $24. And you said Overlord Fellowship of Evil $11.75, Pump BMX $5, Rise Legendary Edition for $15.
Yeah, it's not bad. It was actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, I was one of those for me. It was one of those games that was a letdown when the Xbox One came out. It was pretty cool when we played it during Comic Con. Remember the Xbox launch? Yeah. Let's see, Star Wars Battlefront for $30, Battlefront Deluxe Edition for $35, Battlefront Ultimate Edition. $80.40. What else you got on there?
The Swapper, $3. Toto Temple Deluxe, $6. And Watch Dogs Complete Edition for $25.
And also for the Xbox 360 weekly deals, Army of Two, the 40th day for $5, which is a fun game. Bejeweled 2, which for $2.50.
And that's backwards compatible.
Yes, indeed. Bulletstorm for $5. Crysis 2, Crysis 3 are both $4 apiece. Dragon Age 2, $4. Sports FIFA 2016 for $24. EA Sports NHL Legacy Edition for $20.
You got Feeding Frenzy 1 and 2 on there, $2.50 and $5 respectively. Heavy Weapon for $5. Hitman HD pack for $6.24.
That's an awesome pack for under $10. Get it.
Hitman Absolution is $5.
Same way.
Blood Money is $5.
Same way.
Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning is only $4. Madden NFL 16 is only $19.79.
Yeah, you also got NCAA Football 2014 for $5. Need for Speed Most Wanted for $4.
Wow.
One of my favorite games, NFL Blitz. You guys remember that for the PlayStation and the Super for the Nintendo 64 system? It's under $4.
Yeah. Peggle, $5.
Fun Game. Skate 3 for $5. Zuma and Zuma's Revenge.
$2.50 and $5 respectively.
So if you guys want to get some good games, I recommend the one that I just mentioned.
Yeah, it's not too bad. The Hummel Bundle actually came up with a new bundle this right now.
Yes.
Been live for a day or so now. It actually features a whole lot of Ubisoft games. I believe
it offers Call of Juarez, Gunslinger,
yeah,
Grow Home, and Rayman Origins
at
the $1 tier level.
Pay more than the average, and you can get Far Cry 3, Splinter Cell Blacklist, Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, and more games when they're added.
Now, if you get the $15, it'll unlock Assassin's Creed Rogue, and Ubisoft open world game called The Crew, which is a pretty cool game from what I've read. Let's see. The Division, you also...
If you want to pre-order Division and get all these games,
$75 or more. You also get an exclusive t-shirt and a coupon for 66 cents off of any 3 Ubisoft games in the Humble Store, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. 66% off any 3 games.
And of course, as normally the case, you can choose to split where your money goes to Ubisoft charity or Humble Bundle.
Yep. Yeah.
Good call for you guys. That's a good charity event right there.
Alright, how about Nintendo? Their new rewards program.
They have a rewards program?
Well, it's going to be launching in March.
That's going to be fun to watch in a way.
Yeah, My Nintendo will launch globally, and all existing members of Club Nintendo will become My Nintendo members. It'll actually be available to use across 3DS, Wii U, smart devices, PCs, and the NX when it comes out. Unlike the previous coin system on Club Nintendo, we will have 2 levels of points, gold points and platinum points.
Nice.
The presentation that was shown was in Japanese, so the exact nature of how points are accrued and how they're used is not 100% clear.
It's still unknown for now.
So we're definitely looking forward to seeing how this is going to work out.
Well, that's a pretty cool coin if you guys haven't seen it yet. It comes in a silver coin, small black pouch, and Japanese kanji on it.
Yeah.
And, I gotta say what's up to Angelo D, who's watching us right now on YouNow.com.
So, be definitely interesting to see how the new My Nintendo program works. I'm sure it's going to be definitely very rewarding. They always make it a good program.
Oh, yes, indeed. So. Alrighty, so our second to last news today, we have the PlayStation... Deals of the week. So, weekly PSN deals up to February 8th, which is from another 5 days from now. We've got, let's see...
A track deal.
Original price $20, going down to $14. Battlefield 4 Premium Edition. It's at $24, going from normally from $60.
Hardline is $13.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sin for $20. Dragon Age Inquisition Game of the Year for $24.
Yep, Dragon Ball Xenoverse for $16. Dragon Ball Xenoverse Plus Season Pass bundle will be $26. And also the same for the Xenoverse Season Pass. We want to go for $15.
Yeah. You've got several versions of the Dungeon Defenders 2, ranging between 11... Actually, sorry, let's see here.
Let's see, you got the Collector's Edition, Defenders Pack, Starter Pack, and the Bone Chilling Costume Pack, and the Collector's Edition Upgrade.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a lot of freaking... Ranging from, $15 onward up to, what's the highest one? Oh, $57.
Yep. And then, of course, you've got a bunch of the EA games, just like for Xbox, are on sale.
Indeed.
A lot of them include Plants vs. Zombies. We have Helldivers Reinforcements Pack 1, for $3.59, Pack 2 for $3.59, and the Mega Bundle.
Mega Bundle for $15.
The Ultimate Commando Pack.
$1.79.
They've got a whole bunch of the Helldivers.
They have a bunch of them too.
All the Helldivers packs are on sale. They also have indie collections on sale for 11 and 12.
Need for Speed and Need for Speed Deluxe Edition going from $20 up to $24.
Battlefront's on sale again.
As always. You also got Tales of Zestria for $30. Bulletstorm for $5. Crisis 2 and 3 going for nice $4 a piece.
Let's see, what else we got? Galaga Legends DX.
Yeah, a lot of these are PlayStation 3s. You guys can read all about it. I mean, there's a huge, huge
They've got a huge
list.
Sale on right now, so. Pac-Man Museum for
Oh my
five.
God, SSX? I haven't played that game in quite a while. It's a fun game, though.
Yeah. Anyways, they got a lot of cool games there, so. And even more going on sale through next week, so.
Yep. And here's one news that Wayne told me that I never thought it'd be true.
Yeah.
I know.
Serious Sam 4 is still in production. Crow Team has actually come out saying, hey, yeah, we've been upgrading the Sirius engine. We're going to take advantage of the Vulkan API, which is going to be huge, as you guys are probably aware. And not only are they going to be going truly over the top when it comes to the amount of enemies on screen, they are also going to be pushing the open world environments, and they're going to take and move it a little bit farther away from the darker and monotonous aesthetics of Serious Sam 3.
Huh. They're going to make it a little more lighter then.
They're going to make it more realistic looking.
Oh, okay.
As well as keep it easy on the eyes with lots of beautiful color and high quality graphics.
So technically, like, what do you call it? What the freaking game was that? We were just playing it too on the 360.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, taking advantage of Vulkan API is going to be huge. I heard somewhere else that it looks
BioShock,
like...
Sorry, Wayne. BioShock.
Yeah. That it looks like Serious Sam 4 is probably going to take place actually before Serious Sam 3 in the overall storyline.
Well, so pretty much a
prequel, kind of, yeah.
A prequel time lapse run, see what's going on from there.
I'm not quite sure exactly, but that's been hinted at. That hasn't been confirmed exactly.
Yep. So we got another news for you guys today. Since I was talking about Killer Instinct Season 3, they showed the first trailer of the new character coming out. Her name's Kim Woo. She is, let's see, she came out on Killer Instinct 2 / Killer Instinct Gold for the Nintendo 64. Yeah. She's pretty much a typical karate nunchaku player. But what got us in the very end, Wayne and I got us in a total shock, is that there was also a clip, maybe about a 10-15 second clip of Halo 5. Well, of Halo, period.
Yeah.
But it wasn't any type of Halo. It was the Covenant. And I guess we're guessing that good chance it's a 100%, maybe 90% confirmed that it's the Arbiter as the next playable character for Killer Instinct Season 3.
That's what it's been hinting at, and that's what a lot of news sites are actually claiming is that it's been confirmed. I haven't seen anything directly from Microsoft saying that, so I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Arbiter. He would even make the most sense.
That would be pretty cool.
But if he's going to have the Arbiter for Season 3, who's going to be Season 4?
Well, the... Master Chief, if not Spartan Locke. Hey, I'm down for Spartan Locke.
Right?
Why not, hey?
They're going to put Commander Shepard in Season 4.
What the hell? He can die and go to hell. But he's... Next thing, here comes Locke saving his ass, as always. Okay. So I said we are ready for Comic-Con 2016. Also, other cons too as well. Mimi, Jesse, and the rest of the gang in the Midwest is ready for their con. And watch out for their articles on our website. And also, we're going to post them up on our Facebook page.
Got a few things were posted just last week, so be sure to check those out.
Yes, indeedy. What else do we have news on here? Oh, we also got Deadpool coming up. Other than that,
Deadpool's coming out. We have confirmation that in March we're going to get a crossover between the Flash TV series and Supergirl.
It was confirmed earlier today.
So that's going to be pretty awesome there. I'm actually looking forward to seeing how they pull that off.
And also, a lot of new rumors coming down through for Supergirl. It's saying that they're tossing a familiar name to the, what do you call it, DC TV series.
Yeah.
In the past, there was a wonderful, one of my favorite shows back then was Smallville. Well, who's the cousin of Supergirl? Superman. Well, who plays Superman in Smallville? Tom Welling. So his name is being thrown around to see if he makes a cameo as Superman himself. Well, probably full suit and everything. But it's just rumors.
It'll be interesting if that happens. I mean, it's definitely... Welling. Yeah, he could play it off. I'm pretty sure he could pull that off.
Why not?
We've got... The shows are going strong. We had a very interesting Agent Carter episode last night.
I heard. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard.
It was pretty sweet. Definitely rocked the boat a little bit. The Flash is actually picking up steam a little bit more, too.
Zoom.
The Flash is getting ready to go to Earth 2 with the new Wells. Yeah, so we're going to see how that works out. Even though they have the ability to close the gaps now or something, I guess.
Yeah, I heard too, yeah.
Yeah. Looking pretty good there. And then, what else did we have on the other night? I'm drawing blanks. There's not a lot going on. Oh, there's a new animated DC film coming. Or just came out, either one of the two. Batman Bad Blood. Very interesting storyline. Batman is kidnapped by Talia al Ghul.
Well, now.
And she's got clones of her son.
Damien.
Uh-huh. And she's trying to mind control people. And we...
Good question.
Okay. And they introduce more members of the Bat family coming from other aspects.
Wait, as in...
Batwing? Who is going to be... Who is, what's his name? The guy that does all the tech for Bruce at Wayne Industries.
Lucius Fox?
Yep, his son.
What?
His son.
Whoa! Comes in.
We have another female character calling herself Batwoman, who decided to make herself a Bat character, and she starts joining the fold in a rather shocking scene. And I don't want to spoil too much, but there's a certain character that is hinted at returning and walking at the very end.
Oh, God! this person is on a wheelchair.
Don't give away too much there.
This person looks like Wayne.
No.
So, speaking of which, I know I might be a little late to this, but I was reading up an article that I found written a few months ago that's saying that they are making The Killing Joke as a movie, as a...
Yes, actually, Bruce Timm actually talked about that last year at Comic-Con.
Yeah. And to try and get it as a rated R animated film. Yes!
Possibly, yes.
If that's so, then it'll... They're gonna follow the comic pretty damn well. If it does, I mean, like literally going.
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on with the Batman series and
the anime. Yeah,
I mean the last few series. I mean, and not only that, there's actually specific ties in to the previous animated films. It's actually more of a progression. Like these are actually direct sequels of each other now.
Really?
Yeah, because well, Damian tries to save somebody and a bad guy from falling to his doom. He fails, and in the process, he's sitting there saying, "Justice, not vengeance," which is what Bruce taught him in the last movie.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, he's trying to save the guy, and he can't do it. And he's sitting there repeating that to himself over and over as he tries to save him.
Yeah, trying to pull him up.
And then all of a sudden. He loses it, the rope breaks, and he just looks up like he's like, "Oh damn!" But his response was like, "Oh well."
S happens, poop happens.
It's fun watching it. So go check it out. Yeah, the turtles went back to Dimension X in the latest cartoon.
Dimension X,
dude, it's just creepy the way they put Dimension X in there. But they also introduced a another faction of the Krang, which are good.
Krang?
Uh-huh. Good Krang. And explained why there's bad Krang.
Like the yin and the yang.
Uh-huh. They also brought back the lizards, like,
Yes!
What's her name? Mona Lisa?
Nice!
So, Raph's been having fun with Mona Lisa, to say the least.
To say the least. Okay.
Yeah, definitely a good cartoon series to check out if you haven't seen it. We've got, also of newsworthy here is DC, which is owned by Warner Brothers,
yep,
which also owns Hanna-Barbera, is going to be doing new comics based on a lot of the Hanna-Barbera properties, such as Scooby-Doo, Space Ghosts, I can't remember some of the other ones. Johnny Quest.
Ooh, Johnny Quest!
Flintstones, all that.
So pretty much our old classic stuff.
They're coming back, but they're being different. Scooby-Doo is, if you look at the cover of the mock-up design so far, they are part cyborg / steampunk.
So technically...
Yeah.
a steampunk cyborg?
Kind of. I mean, there's advanced technology built into them, or wearing them, that they wear. And then you've got things like... definitely there's steampunk designs, like hairstyles and so forth. I mean, it's trippy. The Flintstones are going to be more realistic, more like what we had with the movie with, you know...
Oh, yes!
And then...
With Rick Moranis and...
Then there's going to be there's going to be another comic series that's going to bring together many characters under one comic. And that's going to bring Space Ghost, Johnny Quest.
No, hold on. So you have Space Ghost meeting the Jetsons.
No, this is going to be probably not the Jetsons. But this is going to be like the Space Ghost, Johnny Quest in the same universe. The big ape guy in the same universe. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different characters that are in that. If you look it up for the new DC Hanna-Barbera comics, you'll see some interesting artwork, and it's really trippy cool. But at the same time, kind of scary, because they're messing with my favorite characters.
Aren't they all?
Yep. And Transformers 5 will begin shooting in May. Just if you want to know.
Yeah. Like everybody else wants to know.
Right. And yes, Michael Bay. They're not gonna can the guy, and the guy's gonna keep going back. He's making a ton of money off this stuff.
I know, Everybody, and the studio's making a ton of money off of this, so they're not going anywhere near soon.
All right.
So, I can't think of
much of else at this point. Can
pretty
you?
Much, Comic-Con, more Comic-Con.
Comic-Con!
A lot more stuff here and there. So, anywho, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com. Make sure to check on our Facebook page, like us, share us, and also look at our main page to see what's going on. Again, repeat again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Let's get out of here, man. It's cold.
It is too cold.
Way too cold. There we are! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.